Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout out goes out, as always, to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all of those people helping in a coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the third watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers and our bulk mail center haulers, Felix and the gang, keeping the mail going from the bulk mail centers to the post offices and beyond. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. And don't forget, we're on Twitter at Captain's America. And you can check us out by going to our website, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. Simply the Captain's America Third Watch.com. And joining us, we've got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And good morning to you again.
Good morning.
We have got Bagabin Bob, who's on the line. I'm going to get to him right away, and he can ask his question. So go ahead, dear Bagabin Bob.
Yes, sir, Captain. Two questions. One on the school board. The other on the Russia, China, and the other crew over there. And do people on the school board, do they have term limits, and are they paid? Are they appointed or elected? And are they interrogated or vetted before they go on the school board? The second thing is with the Russia, China, North Korea, and maybe later on Iran, it's going to come down to the nuclear specter in the room, and we'd better have that strategy figured out ahead of time as it's going to happen. All right, Captain, that is.
All right, thank you. Well, number one, as far as I know, all the school board people are elected, but I mentioned something in hour number one, and he probably picked up on that. I actually said it last hour, too, with Kyle early in the hour. Back when I went to school, in order to be a member of the school board, you had to have a child in the school district, and you couldn't be on the board unless you did have that child on the district, and there were term limits back then, two terms, and you were out. I don't know if there is any more.
I don't think all school districts are the same. School board are the same, so I don't know that we can put them all in necessarily the same description.
No.
But they are elected for the most part, yes.
Mm-hmm.
As for tactical nukes, Putin came out and said that, you know, he has precision-guided nuclear weapons that he, I think he had some of his people come out and say, he may not have said it, that they are prepared to use. I'm not convinced that he may have them, but I'm not convinced that he's prepared to use them. He's got too much access to other types of weapons that are obviously devastating that we have seen. So, I mean, I don't see a reason to use tactical nukes. Furthermore, he obviously uses weapons of mass destruction, meaning chemical weapons. So either one, chemical weapons or some kind of a...
Is a cluster bomb considered a WMD now? It is, isn't it? No?
No, okay, it's not one.
Because he's used them, and they're not supposed to be using them, but that's all right.
Yeah, he's using them constantly over in Syria.
Right.
No.
Okay. All right. Well, let's go back to where we were, because I want to get something straight here, because somebody just asked me a question about what they call the Bucha massacre. I think I'm saying that right. Is that it? B-U-C-H-A?
Yep.
Okay. They're talking about that. How come nobody's talking about that? Because on Ukrainian officials on April the 3rd claimed that Ukrainian civilians were massacred by Russian forces in the city of Bucha, located near Kiev. And I think we were just talking a little bit about that. And there's 400 or maybe 500 people that they found in a mass grave. Is that right?
I think it's... I don't know how many. I don't think it was that many. I think it was around 200 or so that were in a mass grave. But what they're saying is there are an estimated a little over 400 dead civilians in this massacre. They will just call it the Bucha massacre.
Uh-huh.
That in itself should be its standalone war crime, period.
Right, right.
You don't really have to do anything.
Now, the soldiers that did that, did they go back into Belarus? Because north out of there would have put them in Belarus, right?
We can't know that. We don't know necessarily where they went specifically. We little guys, I know that our Pentagon knows, but we don't. Several forces did go back into Belarus doing what they call a retrograde, retrofit.
Right.
But I don't know if it's the same one or not. I would never make that claim.
Okay, well, just to change gears here, Joe Biden over the weekend managed to fall asleep while standing up, and he called his wife the vice president and mixed himself up with Michelle Obama all at the same event. Did you see that?
I did not.
Man, oh, man, oh, man. You talk about... totally unglued. I guess what it was is he fell asleep standing up and he lost all track of where he was and what he was doing. His wife tried to bail him out by laughing the deal off. All right, hold that thought, folks. We're coming back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Don't go anywhere. We will be right back with more.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Warren, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
All right, Kyle, thank you very much. I will do just that. And this portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, brought to you by our friends at Geico. Geico, of course, has been saving people money for 85 years, and they're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 25 million drivers, and I'm one of them. Now, your local Geico office or the Geico website, GEICO.com, can help you find coverage for just about everything you own. The car you're driving, the truck you're driving, certainly. And they also offer coverage for your motorcycle, ATV, boat, or RV. Now, it gets better than that, because where you can really save a bunch of money is when you bundle your automobile insurance with your homeowners or your renters or your condo insurance policy. That will save you a bunch of money. So check them out online, Geico, G-E-I-C-O, G-E-I-C-O.com, Geico. Check them out and see what they can do for you. All right, back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and good morning again.
Good morning.
We need to talk about the floodgates that are about to be open on our borders by the Biden administration, ending the Title 42 provision, which was put in place during the Trump administration to turn away immigrants with health concerns during the pandemic.
Look, you just had a couple of people at the White House tested positive.
Yep.
I think you got the governor of New Jersey, if I'm not mistaken. He just tested positive.
Yep.
So Biden on, later last week, gets in front of a microphone and talks about the fact that he needs Congress to approve more money to ensure that we control the pandemic, that we have vaccinations and test kits and blah, 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 blah. And they haven't even spent all the money from the first round where they were throwing it. So all things pandemic, masks and schools and, you know, all this, all that is still not settled. We still have schools that are still one closed and other schools that are still requiring kids in elementary school to wear masks. So all things pandemic have not gone away on paper. But that's the reason that Trump did Title 42. So now the CDC says, yeah, we're going to lift Title 42, which would effectively say that Biden doesn't need any more money for all things pandemic because we're all too happy to just let all these people into the country illegally.
Mm-hmm.
So which is it, I would argue? In his remarks last week, he was also asking for the money because of the next strain of all things COVID-19.
Right, the Omicron.
You don't know what that looks like?
Yeah,
the next new one.
BX2 or something like that?
The next new one that we haven't discovered.
Right. Oh, yeah.
So why do we want to keep putting the country at risk by lifting Title 42? I mean, the whole point is safety. The whole point is protection. And this administration, you know, really kind of slices all of that for the sake of some kind of an agenda. Furthermore, lifting Title 42 would absolutely open the floodgates to the point where they are predicting 15,000 people a day just in the Eagle Pass area. There isn't a government force in the United States that could handle that kind of crowd.
Correct.
And then the White House, along with DHS, has virtually no solution as to where to put these people.
Yep.
None. Zero.
Yep.
Furthermore, there isn't where, I don't know where or how, DHS is getting the money to pay all the expenses that they're doing, they're transporting and housing and feeding and all this other kind of stuff. Plus, they say they're going to vaccinate all these people. Where's this money coming from? Because it has not happened in a specific budget item. So where are they taking the money from to pay for all of this nonsense that they're doing?
Mm-hmm.
And I would argue wherever they're doing it is illegal because only those decisions can be made by Congress.
Yeah. Well, you know, it looks like we could be swamped with about 2 million people.
More
than that, but very quickly. And, of course, the crime wave we've had, the fentanyl coming across the border, this will look like chump change compared to what I think we could have going on afterwards, because who's going to be able to enforce what's going on the border? Nobody.
Well, we can't enforce the fentanyl.
Right.
I mean, we're losing 80 to 100,000 people a year.
Yep.
And who's making the money? The drug cartels.
Yep.
And the drug cartels are still not on a terror list. They haven't.
Yep.
Of course, you know, we take people like the Houthis off the terror list. Why would we put the drug cartels? I mean, we're talking about the wealth of Putin and all these Russian oligarchs.
Yep.
We're making these drug cartels wealthier than any other entity in the world.
Yep.
Because he won't close this border.
And let's give a caller an opportunity to get in here, because if we don't get him in now, he's not going to get him. All right, Mel in Saratoga Springs, go ahead. What's your question?
Well, it's more of a comment. I think the only way to stop this invasion that's being felt along by this regime would be armed American citizens at the border, because our company's not looking out for our best interests. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Thanks. What do you think?
I, I agree with him. I thought about that very thing for several hours yesterday while I was doing a little stupid housework. And I will say that Governor Abbott has, in fact, deputized an awful lot of basic civilians.
I think he deputized all the ranchers down there.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, that's what I thought he did. Yeah.
But, you know, this is, and there's all kinds of lawsuits against this administration. And that's fine. I mean, on paper, you have to go through the legal process here. But, you know, remember where they were putting shipping containers and making building temporary walls and
yes.
whatnot? I don't know what else Texas can possibly do. I have no idea.
Mm-hmm.
One of the senators just took another envoy down there over the weekend. And, you know, he made some very compelling arguments, too. So, you know, the two people that ought to go down there is Kamala and Tapioca Joe himself.
Mm-hmm.
Nope. Couldn't care less.
No. And Mayorkas is worthless.
He ought to. Well, look. What President Biden is doing is forcing these people to violate their oaths of office.
Mm-hmm.
And that includes Mayorkas. Mm-hmm. You know, Mayorkas could turn around and say, I can't carry these out. It's a violation of my oath.
Mm-hmm.
These people don't care.
Mm-hmm. Well, again, it's the Cloward Piven strategy on steroids. We all know what that is and how we got there. And that's what they're doing. They're overloading the system.
Well, it's been overloaded.
Yep.
But, you know, I don't know what else could possibly be done. I have no idea. Or am I thinking alike? The only thing that can necessarily stop this is a bunch of citizens. But, you know, look what happened when a bunch of citizens tried to get together, like on January the 6th.
Well, we used to have the people that were down on the border that were watching what was going on. I can't remember what the name of the group was, but there was a lot of them.
You know, they don't have the resources now. They can't handle these numbers.
Okay, George Godfather says there's 29 states suing the government.
Yeah, so what?
No.
You know, I mean, this administration is violating decisions coming out of the Supreme Court.
Yep, and yep. All right, to be continued tomorrow morning. Have yourself a great day up there in the mountaintop.
Okay, thank you.
Denise Simon, founderscode.com, founderscode.com. Go there, check out all the different things that she does. You'll be glad you do.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. This is Real Radio for Real American Patriots.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203. Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says the International Criminal Court is opening an investigation into possible Russian war crimes in Ukraine.
All facts are brought to the table, and that those responsible are held accountable.
Stoltenberg also telling CNN's State of the Union he strongly welcomes the investigation. Sacramento police are investigating a shooting that killed six people and wounded at least a dozen others early Sunday morning. The gunfire erupted in the downtown entertainment district just blocks from the state capitol. Police have not identified any possible suspects, and they call it a very complex and complicated crime scene. Social media video shows young people fighting with each other before gunfire erupts. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Extend your life with ExtendoVice.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Indeed it is, and this edition is brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. They have two campuses to teach you how to become a certified aviation maintenance tech, a very high-paying and in-demand job working on aircraft all around the world. Now, that being said, they're going to tell you more about themselves right about now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, that voice that you heard was Charlie, and Charlie is one of the people that's been there for a while, and he is one of the people that you want to get to know because he's like Bo when you hear Bo in the program. And I'll tell you what, you want to check them out by going to the website naa.edu. That's naa.edu. And then while you're there, check out the campuses, the one in Clearwater, Florida, right here down by me. I'm in Tampa. Clearwater's on the other side of the bay. And the one in Concord, Massachusetts, which is just outside the city limits of Boston. Now, that being said, you can call them at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. 2080 and ask to take the tour of one of their two campuses. Now, in doing that, you'll be able to meet students, you'll be able to meet instructors, and you'll be able to meet the money people that will help you get your student loan or, if you're a veteran, to process your GI Bill and your paperwork. Now, it's very easy, very simple. Not everybody can qualify, but you don't know if you try, right? Until you try, right? So there you go. So, pick up the phone, call them at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And ask to take the tour of one of their campuses, Clearwater, Florida, or Concord, Massachusetts. And again, the website is naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Well, let's talk about the Ukraine for just a second before I move off into the military here. When the CPAC committee kicked off their late February event, so did Russia's invasion of Ukraine. We are now, I believe, on our 40th day or 41st day, whichever. It seemed at the time that the conference ended that Russian troops would be in firm command of the country. The Ukrainian capital, Kiev, was projected to fall within days of the invasion. However, one person stood out, retired General Jack Keane, a regular on Fox News, and he said that the Ukrainians would mount a solid defense. He said, however, they would be overrun by Russian troops. But none of that has happened yet. Now, they underestimated the Ukrainians' ability to stand their ground. They underestimated the Russians' military supposed prowess. What happened? What happened to the Russians, the once great big Red Army? What happened to them? You talk about humiliation? The Ukrainians have beat them at their own game. And I'll tell you what, as it stands right now, they're leaving Kiev to reform somewhere else, to do something else. We don't know what that is yet. But I will bet you that if we give the Ukrainians what they keep asking for, Joe Biden, that they'll whoop the Russians. I can see it coming. After all, it is their country, and they're fighting for their own sovereignty and defense of their country. There's nothing that stimulates and can encourage people more than that. So we'll see what happens. And then, on top of everything else, you have the Bucha massacre and the 400 or so people that were killed, that we're now seeing up close and personal. Now, you heard what Denise said during her segment. She said, the Ukrainians have captured Russian soldiers, and they could actually start putting those soldiers on trial for war crimes, using them as witnesses as to what they saw. Either you're a witness and you cooperate, or you'll be charged with war crime, because of what we've just seen with all the dead people and the way they were killed. Now, I think this needs to be done sooner rather than later. That's my opinion. All right, now, the Pentagon disputes the claims by lawmakers that U.S. military aid in Ukraine is moving slowly. Well, let me just tell you something, folks. It is moving slowly. Nothing this administration does goes quick. Nothing. And all of the equipment and supplies included in the $800 million military aid package approved by President Joe Biden back on March the 16th will be in Ukrainian hands in approximately 2 weeks. That came from a senior U.S. defense official. It takes a little bit more than a month for this stuff, once it's cataloged, to get shipped or delivered or dropped off or whatever it is they do because most of it's going to Poland. Some of it's going to Romania, which is also right there next to Ukraine. But most of it's going to Poland to be shipped into Ukraine. That's one of the most secure places. Other than Romania, that's the other place. Now, we'll see where all this goes. Hopefully, sooner rather than later, it'll be taken care of. I certainly hope so, anyway, for the sake of the Ukrainian people. They can't drag their feet with this, or more people will die needlessly. Now, the sailor that was charged in a catastrophic Bonhomme Richard fire has had his trial date set. Seaman recruit Ryan Sawyer Mays, who faces several charges in connection to the July 20th and 2020 inferno and destroyed the ship, which was no longer usable in any fashion. The Navy got rid of it, as you know. He's going to have his long days in court, but all the charges are going to have against him. Now, here's something that's extremely interesting. The Army's top general emphasized that no U.S. soldiers were in Poland training Ukrainian forces, contrary to reports this week and a statement by the president which seemed to suggest otherwise. I knew when he said that. I knew when he said that, well, I was there for all the Ukrainians and I spent about 2 hours on. I knew it wasn't true. Because I saw the video and I saw who was around him. And as I pointed out to you, the 82nd Airborne in their mess hall does not have a bunch of Ukrainian soldiers. They were not there. They never were there. So, Joe lied again. Joe lied again. Is anybody surprised? Can this guy tell the truth about anything? And why on earth would you have to lie about something like that when you shouldn't have said it to begin with? Well, I was there for a couple hours, and I talked to all those drill soldiers, and yeah, I talked about Ukraine. Yeah, we talked. Yeah. No, you didn't. No, you didn't. What a shame to have to report on something like that and to tell you the truth coming from the commanding officer of those troops. But you haven't heard the White House say a word, have you? You have not heard the White House say a word. My source on that, Military Times. The military is telling the truth about that one. All right, we'll be right back. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is going to bring us back. Kathy's going to take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
All righty. Thank you very much, Jeff from Sarasota. By the way, if you're going to be around Tampa, St. Pete, come about 6 o'clock, 6:15, I'll be over at the Village Inn. Have breakfast with the captain. Have coffee with the captain. Jeff says he'll buy, but Jeff from Sarasota and I are going to be over at the Village Inn on 4th Street North, just south of Gandy Boulevard. Very easy to find. Just come on over, stop by, and he'll buy the coffee, and I'll just sit there and converse with you if you want to converse. If you don't, well, that's okay, too. You can enjoy the coffee and the camaraderie. Now, speaking of which, this portion of the program, my conversation with Chris Markowski, is brought to you by Moss Acura. Moss is spelled M-A-U-S. And if you love the feel of a high-end SUV, you are going to love Moss Acura. The powertrain and technology of the Acura lineup is better than ever, and the flagship MDX Sport Utility has had a complete refresh that's made this great SUV far and away the leader in its class. Now, the MDX has a new, more rigid body, double wishbone suspension, and comes standard with a 345-horsepower engine. Now, while that sounds fantastic, hey, it gets better. Moss Acura also offers home and office pickup and delivery, and their lease programs are some of the best in the industry. Now, your Moss Acura also comes with Moss Care, with free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of the vehicle. And they honor those who have served our country with a You Serve, You Save message and program for all active military veterans, first responders, and church pastors, too. They're located on North Florida Avenue, right next to Moss Nissan. Find them online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. That's Moss, M-A-U-S,
Acura.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you, because if you do, you might get a little surprise when it comes to buying your vehicle. All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
Good morning.
You remember a couple of weeks ago when you and I were talking about Joe Biden, when he spouted off about, well, you know, I was over there and talking to the boys and talking to Ukraine. When I made the comments about the Ukraine, that's because Ukrainians were there. You know, we're training the Ukrainians. I was talking to them, telling them what a great job they were doing and how great their country was. But we're training the Ukrainians. He must have said it five or six times. Well, guess what we found out over the weekend?
What's that?
We were never training the Ukrainians at that base or anywhere near it at all, period. End of story. Lying, Joe Biden again.
I don't even know if he's lying. I just don't think he knows what he's saying. I'm kind of under that. I just think he just says stuff that comes to the top of his head. I really just don't think that he knows. So that's my take on many of the things that come out of his mouth, because it's just you know, kind of silly sometimes the direction that he goes. It's like, words coming out. You're like, where'd that come from? Where'd he come up with that? So I do think that obviously there's cognitive decline there. We've kind of witnessed this for a while. I don't know if it was on purpose, you know, who knows, but it seems to me that I just think it's cognitive decline.
Well, over the weekend, he was at a commissioning of a submarine. And on Saturday morning, the president spoke to members of the U.S. Navy, and in doing so, he not only seemed to forget he was vice president at one time, but he bestowed the title on his wife, Jill Biden. And again, although he's totally fine, nothing to worry about, he did it again. And then he turned around and said something not accurate about Kamala Harris again. I mean, the guy is just a walking, freaking... I don't know what you want to call him, but he's by the way, the other thing was, he obviously fell asleep on his feet standing up.
Yeah, there's obviously some issues. I think we're all aware of that. And even, you know, you talk about Kamala and some of the speeches that she makes. She makes absolutely no sense whatsoever. Last week with the Jamaican prime minister, I don't know what language she was speaking. It was just like word salad. It was the oddest thing I've ever heard in my entire life. So, yeah, folks having trouble communicating, that's for sure.
Well, remember, she's from the South Pacific. Her mother or father, one or the other one, is an islander, so maybe she was speaking that language.
I thought she was actually from Jamaica, but I don't know. I could be wrong.
I think the father was from Jamaica, but the mother's from India. Yeah. And she was born somewhere in the middle. I don't know. Whatever. Hey, listen, have you seen the list of the best governors and the worst governors yet?
No, I don't know who put that. I haven't seen a list. I don't know who put this out.
All right, let me give you the first, second, and third best, and then the last three worst. First of all, Kristi Noem is number one on the list. This comes from the American Legislative Exchange Governor's Scorecard. Number two is Stuart Cox from Utah, narrowly edging out our governor, Ron DeSantis in Florida, who's number three. Now, you want to hear who the three worst are?
Sure.
Okay, number 48, Gavin Newsom, California. Number 49, Daniel McKee, Rhode Island. And number 50, Michelle Lujan Grisham of New Mexico.
Yeah, I'm not too familiar with the politics in New Mexico and what's going on there.
Not good.
Yeah, even you know, Gavin Newsom is definitely on the national stage, being the governor of California. But again, you know, it doesn't make any difference. People will continue to vote him in. Doesn't matter what he does. That state is lost to some degree. In many ways, it also has to do with how they gerrymander various different districts. They've kind of almost, it's kind of sealed the fate for that state, really has.
Mm-hmm. Now, you got to love Larry Kudlow, because he was asked over the weekend about Biden's budget, and his comment was, Biden's budget jacks up taxes on everything that moves.
Oh, it's massive. It's across the board. Again, it's Biden's budget. That's, you know, Biden doesn't, the president doesn't put out a budget that the House does. So
right,
we're going
right.
to see comes up with, I don't think it's going to be anywhere close to this. I mean, it's absolutely impossible. Some of the things that he's putting in there, especially in regards to the tax code, there'll be no way they'd be able to handle it.
And Senator Roy Blunt, who happens to be the ranking senator from Missouri, said that inflation is now the top political issue. It began at the start of the Biden administration.
What is the top political issue?
Inflation.
Oh, there's no doubt about that. I mean, no. People are consumer confidence, everything. People are none too happy about what's going on. I mean, these are items you have to buy every single day. Groceries and energy, it's gone through the roof. So, yeah, people are none too happy.
I went into, I got a taste for that almond milk. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I can't have regular milk either. I have almond milk all the time.
Well, I had a half gallon of it, and I went back in over the weekend to buy another half gallon, and it had gone up a dollar from when I bought it the week before. Wonderful.
Yeah, everything is it's just patently absurd just how expensive everything has gotten. And, you think that, that all this government spending didn't have anything to do with it. You're nuts. And they want to do.
Well, let me tell you something. You've been keeping track of the car market, right?
Yes.
Okay. Well, auto prices and the shortages are causing the prices to continue to go up. A used car in good condition right now is worth about 40% more than what the book says on the value of the vehicle.
Oh, yeah. There's very tight when it comes to inventory at many of these places. I mean, I've seen, drive-by dealerships there where their lots are empty.
Yeah.
It's that tough to find a car. It really is.
Yeah. And then they got the ones where if they got a bunch of cars, it's because they probably don't have chips.
Well, I didn't realize some of them can install later on, but all these cars are computerized now, so the chips have got to be in there.
Hey, listen, your buddy up there, Cuomo, the former governor, is suing the New York Ethics Board, over the book profits that they took away from him.
Interesting. Pans out for him. I think he'll end up probably prevailing, or he'll cut some type of deal. That's kind of how these things work after the fact. But this guy wants to make a political comeback. He doesn't think he's done.
I think he's going to run for governor again.
Jeez.
I really do. I think he's going to run for governor again.
That'd be interesting after resigning basically and then coming back. I don't know how that would fly, but I find it interesting. I think he wants to get back into politics, that's for sure.
Yeah, well, listen, you have yourself a great day today, and I look forward to talking to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel.
You got it. Have a good one.
Okay, Chris Markowski, everybody, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com, the website. Go over there, check out all the great things he does. And by the way, during the week, he has a podcast, and on the weekend, he is the Watchdog on Wall Street on many of these same stations. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back with more.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.